You're listening
to Overnight Weekend. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to number two. Of course, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. My All-Star being the one and only Zach Attack Young. And Zach, I got to tell you, Aaron Hernandez was a tight end for the New England Patriots. What are the chances of him becoming a wide receiver in prison?
Oh, well, for his sake, I'm sure he's hoping to be a defensive end.
Good point. Cristiano Ronaldo being accused of rape in Las Vegas. Talk about that today. Of course, that occurred back in 2009. Things have a way of coming back when there's money involved and superstars involved. It's like the internet today. Nothing ever goes away, Zach. It's always there.
Yeah, it's always interesting that this stuff comes out so much later, I don't know. I mean, I can't say because I don't know anything about the case, but...
Yeah, but you know Peyton Manning was dirty.
Yeah?
Yeah. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Check us out on the text line. Andrew from Guam did and ripped us up there. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 203, and of course, the American Forces Network. Live from San Francisco, I am Johnny Taco.
This is Pete's Yard. And Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Whatever they want to say, and they can say, oh, well, we took the belt, and now it's this guy's belt. You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real Jose was KO'd, Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the two-weight world champion, and that's it. And that's it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
What the hell's going on out here?
Taco Man Radio is on the air, hour number two, of course, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, my partner in crime, the one and only Zach Attack Young. And if you're like me, you go to Craigslist often looking for sex. I'll have to take the fifth on that one. Anyway, but if you go to Craigslist looking for sex and trading NHL tickets, you'll never find it. Every other sporting event we've looked into, the Kentucky Derby, Major League Baseball playoffs, the NFL, I'm talking about the NBA, major fights, the UFC, you name it. There are girls willing to give up some party favors, this and that, on Craigslist. But for the National Hockey League, they won't do that. But the bottom line is we still have to cover the NHL. And Zachary, take it away.
Well, the Senators defeated the Bruins 4-3 in their game. The Predators were winners over the Blackhawks 5-0. The Maple Leafs, they eked out one over the Capitals 4-3. And the Ducks, they got into the win column against the Flames 3-2. So
now, why did you purposely say that with such a lack of energy? Is it because you hate hockey?
I tried to say it with as much energy as I could.
But you didn't answer the question. It's a yes or no question. Do you hate hockey?
I have no ill feelings towards hockey.
Oh, my God. Okay. Talking about baseball, of course, only 5 baseball games. This is the Easter weekend. Only 5 baseball games today. What stood out today as far as Major League Baseball is concerned?
Well, the greatest team in history, the Dodgers, I thought they stood out.
Okay, talk to me.
No, the Dodgers were winners over the Diamondbacks 8-4. So, that's a good win. Going into the weekend, or going into that series, the Diamondbacks were number one in the NL West. I don't know. I mean, it's really early to really say anything, especially for baseball. There's just so many games, so these early games don't mean all that much. But, I think that the NL West is going to be interesting this year because none of the teams seem like they're bad other than, like, the Padres.
Madison Bumgarner hitting those 2 home runs. What can I say? Is he the exception to the rule, or should pitchers be taught how to hit?
I think that they should be taught how to hit. I mean, in the National League, I know in American League the pitchers don't really hit, so they usually have a designated batter. So
I know, but I'm not. You know what? As long as I've been around, and they say it brings more offense to the game, this and that, I'm just not cool with a designated hitter, man. I think it should be the pitcher up there. I think this is the pitcher's game. I think he should be out there. I think that takes away from the true essence of baseball.
It does, but most of them aren't Madison Bumgarner.
Okay, I understand that point. What I'm trying to say is they are still capable baseball players, and at some point in time they had to hit a baseball to get where they're going. Whether they could pitch or not, they still had to learn how to hit a baseball, okay? What I'm trying to tell you is these guys don't have to bat 124 all the time. I mean, you can get pitchers. You can get out there, give them some batting practice, let them get some confidence. I mean, I just think that pitchers are part of the game, and I think by taking them out of the game and making them bringing in the designated hitter, of course, that was one of Charlie Finley, the late Oakland A's owner, the genius that he was, the guy that wanted to bring us the orange baseball, which was a pretty good idea. That was his idea back in the day, and of course, eventually it came into fruition. But I'm just not a big fan of the American League and the designated hitter. Anyway, as far as baseball is concerned, the National League West, the Giants, the Dodgers. Is it going to be the Giants and the Dodgers at the end of the day again?
I think so. I mean, the other teams are playing well so far, but I think that's definitely the two best rosters in the NL West. And the Dodgers really dodged a bullet on Zach Greinke because he really hasn't looked nearly as good since they let him go to the Diamondbacks.
So, yeah, now remember, people were freaking out about that. Remember, they were talking about cashing, giving away their season tickets and all, you've thrown away the franchise, you've done this, you've done that. And now this guy turns out to be not worth what we thought he was, obviously.
No, and now, I mean, the other day, the what's it called? The Dodgers, they really lit him up. I think it was 5-0 or something like that when Kershaw started. So I don't know. I don't think that they're missing him too much.
Speaking of Clayton Kershaw, does he have a good, how can I put this to you? He is a Madison Bumgarner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. But, you know, we've got a great team built around Madison Bumgarner up here. I think, well, a capable team. I think a team that's going to make the playoffs, no doubt about that. But when, you know, you look at the L.A. Dodgers, is there really, is there a team built around him?
Yeah, there is. I mean, they have a really good batting lineup. So I think that they do have a good team around him. And they're starting pitching with Julio Urias, Rich Hill, and now they got Ryu back, which Ryu struggled in these games so far. But I think they have a solid lineup. Kenta Maeda as well. So I don't know. I think that the overall the roster is pretty well constructed. I mean, the closer, Kenley Jansen, is one of the best closers in the game. And then they've picked up like some more relief. So I think that they could make a good run this year.
Okay. My buddy Sammy says to me on the text here, why is hockey a regional sport outside of California and having, you know, the Sharks and the LA Kings? Why is hockey essentially a regional sport? Why is it? Because, you know, isn't really a national. I mean, is it a national sport? I mean, I know there are teams in New York, there are teams in LA, but it just doesn't seem to get the play that an actual a major league would get. They don't. They have. I mean, when do you see them on TV?
It seems like it is a regional sport. I mean, I don't hear it drawing a lot of interest. So I don't see it on TV as much, like you said, and the interest just doesn't seem like it's there. You don't hear a lot of people talking about it. I don't see it on social media at all, which is where you see a lot of sports these days.
Interesting. Of course, we're talking sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny, talking as All-Stars. We'll get to some boxing highlights and, of course, as well as some USC interviews. And hour number two with Dana White, of course, the president of the USC, fresh off USC on Fox tonight. But as far as the sporting world's concerned, you know, we've talked about the passing of Dan Rooney earlier. And I talked earlier about how Eddie DiBartolo was the greatest owner I could ever imagine. And he would come into the press room and he would say, are you guys taken care of? Are you guys taken care of? And he meant, you know, did we have all the booze that we wanted? Do we have all the roast beef that we wanted? Do we have all the leg of lamb that we wanted? You know what I'm saying? And this was before the Niners were really winning. He was still treating us like gold. And then they started winning the Super Bowls, and the treatment stayed the same. But I thought Eddie D was the greatest owner in all football, and all of football. But then again, people, you know, I've been in Pittsburgh, did some work back in Pittsburgh, some Paul Spadafora fights us back and things like that, back and forth. And I didn't realize, but the Rooney family is held, how can I put this? They're held in the highest regard. They're like God in Pittsburgh, the Rooney family, Zach.
I believe it. I mean, they're good owners. And of course, I don't think you could talk about them without talking about the Rooney Rule. You know, they set that up where it's like they have to actually hire. They have to at least like interview more non-white people for these coaching jobs because of the Rooneys.
Interesting. Of course, Mr. Rooney, Dan Rooney, passing away at the age of 84. The current or the former owner of the of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we'll hear more about him in hour number two. He did some things early on in his career, and, you know, coming out of college, his dad was the greatest, and then he came along. So he was a class act. You know, they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Well, guess what? That tree was nothing but class, the Rooney tree. I'll hear about Dan Rooney in hour number two here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And guess what? The text line is happening as well. And you can dog me a little bit. Zach is not drinking. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. And yeah, Zach is getting some. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Talk to the hand.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
You know, Dan Rooney passed away at the age of 84 this week. Of course, the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, a class act. But early on, he was just like a ball boy for his dad. Check this out.
For the past 47 years, the Steelers have been calling St. Vincent College their summer home, preparing for the season. Dan Rooney has a story for each and every year. Tonight, in a one-on-one interview, the retired U.S. ambassador to Ireland is taking us down memory lane. Mr. Rooney talks about Mean Joe Green's very first camp, also one of Chuck Noll's best performances in Latrobe, as he takes us back to his best personal memories of Steelers training camp.
There with my father when I was 5 years old.
Dan Rooney remembers his first training camp. His father, the chief, Art Rooney, brought him here in 1937 when the Steelers held their camp at Moore Field in Brookline. 9 years later, as he prepared to enter North Catholic High School, Dan worked his first Steelers camp in Hershey. Equipment manager Frank Scott forgot to bring the chalkboard.
So he looked, he said, "Oh my God, Jock will kill us." So he says to me, "Can you drive?" I said, "Yeah, but I'm 14 years old." And he says, "That's okay." He said, "Here's my car." He gave me $20. He says, "Go up to the department store." He says, "And get a blackboard, get an eraser." And he says, "Get some chalk." I get there, and I have the thing, and I hand him the blackboard just as Jock is turning around. And he says, "God, thank God, thank you, thank you." So I said, "Here's your change." He says, "Keep it." But that was my first memory.
That was back in Hershey, though, right?
That was back in Hershey, yeah.
After Hershey, the Black and Gold spent a summer in Philly, Waukesha, Wisconsin, St. Bonaventure University, and then a few years at local colleges.
We were barnstorming. We went to Slippery Rock, California, everywhere you want to name. We tried it. So we went, finally we went all the way up to Rhode Island, the University of Rhode Island. It was great, except it was too cold. We never could get our guys in shape. So we said, we got to get back to Pittsburgh. So we said, look, let's give St. Vincent another try.
That was 1966, and that's where the Steelers have remained, finding a peaceful home away from home on the Benedictine campus, investing in fixing up the fields and staying close to Pittsburgh. Mr. Rooney shared two favorite memories from Latrobe.
I remember Joe Green. He was a rookie in 1969, and they had all these veterans saying, well, we got to find out how this guy, this big name, you know, defensive tackle, we'll see what he can do. And they put him in, and they brought all the stars, the guys that were, he knocked them all over. He knocked them all out, and they knew that he was the guy then.
Dan also remembers fondly the lighter moments here.
I remember some fun times. I remember when we had a family day, and Chuck Noll was the conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It was great. He really did a good job, too.
Over the years, that fun, fan-friendly feel has grown so much, thousands of families make the pilgrimage to St. Vincent every summer to see their favorite players. Mr. Rooney hopes the decision, back in 1966, will carry on into the future.
So it was a pretty wise choice moving out to St. Vincent.
St. Vincent has been a plus. It's been very good and very helpful. And as I say, the monks get in and pray for us. Maybe that helps too.
Can't hurt.
The monks and the nuns. Do you see the nuns holding it?
Yeah, holding the ball.
Guess who that guy was in the Brady
Tree? The kicker, who?
His name was Mike Clark. He was the kicker for the Steelers in 1967, 68. Absolutely no relation. I want to thank Mr. Rooney for taking us down memory lane, sharing those pictures and stories with us.
So well respected. Yeah.
Of course, President Obama named him the President of Ireland. What a class act. The late Dan Rooney, may he rest in peace, AG 84, the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Zach Attack, before I go to some news, I up here in Northern California, you're not going to believe this, baby. You're not going to believe this one. But, man, there were guys doing a Nazi thing here on UC Berkeley. They had a big riot here in Northern California. The Nazis were at UC Berkeley. Of all places for the Nazis to go, Berkeley?
I always think of that as being one of the more liberal places.
And one would think. Let's take it to another liberal place. We'll talk about Virginia and bring in Mike. Mike, what's happening?
Que pasa, hombre?
Pardon me, sir?
Que pasa, I mean, what's happening? Boston, they're looking good, right? And I tell
Zach,
you what,
are you talking
they,
about?
I'm talking NBA, baby, my
Celtics
time of the year.
Okay. But, yeah, Boston, they got the one seed, so.
But, yeah, but, you know, but we're still at the end of the day. I know you've been hot on Boston all season long, and I think they've done well, and, you know, the franchise had a good season. But the bottom line is, I don't think you're going to be down there at the end. It's going to be probably Golden State and or San Antonio or Cleveland. I don't know. What do you think, Zach? Who's your three teams?
I think that's probably. I think the Rockets are also in the running because of the 3-point shooting. I mean, they actually have the best 3-point shooting team, and that's really what the league has been more geared to the last couple of years.
Mike, who are you high on besides Boston?
Milwaukee looked good tonight. Malcolm Brogdon. Milwaukee owned the game tonight. And I just caught the recap because I had to fill in tonight. I was starting a new company. Long story short, do y'all see any sleeper teams besides Milwaukee?
Any sleeper teams? I think that the...
Come out of nowhere and do something. You know what I'm trying to say.
I think a team like the Wizards is kind of a sleeper team, or even the Hawks. I mean, I think I see more sleeper teams in the East because the Warriors are just too dominant to really see them succeeding in the, you know, to see another team like usurping them. The Clippers, I mean, when they get it together, they can be one of the better teams, but most of the time it just seems like it's hard to like forget about the fact that they have blown these big leads in the playoffs and blew like a 3-1 lead last year. I mean, it's, I don't know if the mental makeup of the Clippers is there, but I'd say that the Rockets are kind of a sleeper team.
Hey, Mike, we thank you for the call. Have a great week, man. I got to ask you, Zachary, looking at the New York Post, of course, their writers broke a couple of years ago a story, and now court papers are confirming. Get this. I'm almost blown away by this. The new court papers contain copies of emails that were sent by Eli Manning 7 years ago that suggest the Super Bowl champ and MVP intentionally misrepresented the authenticity of equipment he provided Steiner Sports memorabilia as part of a deal he had with the company. In other words, he gave them like practice jerseys and said they were, what a creep.
I mean, that is bad, but I got to be honest with you. I think that happens a lot more often than we realize.
Well, I know it happens all the time, but I'm still trying to say when a guy gets caught on, you got to call, he's a creep. Because, you know, when I've seen guys play memorabilia games, I've seen guys with boxing gloves that were signed by Joe Louis and this kind of stuff. Okay. And then I was going to buy these gloves. This was about 20 years ago. I was going to buy these gloves. And then I had the signatures, you know, checked out by a signature guy in Utah. And he says to me they were a fake and this and that. I wanted to go back and grab this guy by the throat and choke him. I mean, you're selling fake stuff. You're faking people out. I don't want to be a victim. I don't think anybody else should be a victim of fraud, especially when it comes to memorabilia. Because when you think you're buying a game jersey, I think you should get a game jersey with the BO on it. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what makes it authentic.
Yeah, the grass stains.
It has to have that. I mean, otherwise you don't know if it's real. But I've heard that happens a lot, and especially because guys will misplace their actual game jersey, and then they have a bunch of extra ones. So, you know, they figure, why not?
Speaking of misplaced jerseys, against that Mexican journalist, grabbed Tom Brady's jersey, ended up getting popped for it. You know, back in the day before video cameras, that guy would have got away with that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he almost did, though. It was missing for a while. It took him, like, what, a couple months to find that jersey?
I know, but the point I'm trying to make is, as a former policeman, as a former kid that, you know, got into a lot of malicious mischief as a kid and things like that here in San Francisco, I'm not going to go there. Anyway, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Marshawn Lynch and the Raiders?
That's what it looks like. I mean, I would definitely be interested in seeing that, because the Raiders had such a good team last year as it was, and I don't think Marshawn Lynch hurts them. I think he'll make them better, and it's kind of a good story to end Marshawn Lynch's career. He's coming back home, you know?
Yeah, I told you what was going to happen a couple of years ago when he retired. I knew that was a little too soon. Of course, he was hanging out at the Seminary coffee shop with me out there in Oakland, California before Big Al closed a year and a half ago. So Marshawn Lynch back, maybe with the Oakland Raiders. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, along with my great co-host, the star himself, talking about Zach Attack Young, who's most famous for being the father of Jasmine Young. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Boosler for 10, and Curry. Oh, my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three.
Good. You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
Heaven help us.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Zach, talking about brick houses, this guy at 200 pounds, of course, from Europe, talk about Oleg Usyk, the WBO champion, now 13-0, beat Michael Hunter last week. They say he is the best boxer in all of Europe. Is he that good?
Not based on what I saw last week. I mean, he got the win, and credit to him. I mean, I saw that he had a good stamina, but I thought he dropped like the first five rounds of that fight, and it took him a while to really come on. And he almost stopped Hunter in the end. Actually, they probably should have stopped that fight. Have you seen these fights where they have the referee cam, like where they show like what the referee sees at the end?
Mm-hmm. Well, they should have a cam on the fighters looking at the referee, because you got to figure out some of those referees are confused. But go on.
They should. Well, on the referee cam, I mean, it was almost comical how badly the guy was getting knocked around, and somehow this referee didn't think that it was a good idea to stop that. But Usyk, I mean, he looks decent. I don't know. He was the least impressive fighter on that card, I thought, in terms of the winners.
You know, brave referees get a lot of guys killed. I've seen it happen to myself. Anyway, Vasyl Lomachenko, the WBO 130-pound champion, two-time world champion, is an amateur, 396-1. We talked about his accomplishments. The guy just keeps getting better. Jason Sosa could fight, but he didn't make it the distance.
No, he didn't. And I've seen a lot of talk of Lomachenko being number one pound for pound. Do you think it's too early to crown him that?
I don't know, man. I mean, who's going to beat him at 130 or 135? Maybe, or even, I think he could push it to 140 right now. He could probably beat everybody at 140 now. Speaking of 140 pounds, who cares anymore? It used to be a hot division, man. Now 140, who cares? Anyway, Lomachenko ruling at 130 pounds. He is a current WBO champion. 135, the WBO 135-pound champion. Terry Flanagan, of course, of the UK, was a winner over Petrov, over Ireland, was a winner over Peter Petrov. Of course, that was last week as well. Unanimous nod. And, of course, upcoming on the WBO schedule, Gilberto Ramirez. This guy's a monster, 168 pounds. undefeated, taking on Max Bursack. He's probably one of the better fighters pound for pound you've never heard of. Watch that name on your calendar. WBO 168-pound champion Gilberto Ramirez. Now, let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, you know it's going to happen. Too much money for it not to happen. Dana White's involved. It's going to be a hybrid card. Boxers against MMA guys. Zach, this may be the hottest thing ever.
I really like it. You know, when it was just Conor and Floyd, I was interested and I still would have watched it. But when you add all these other fights, it makes it a lot more interesting.
David Haye and Jimmy Manua. David Haye has got a good chin, and David and Jimmy Manua cracks real good. And we'll see how good Jimmy Manua catches, because David Haye can throw.
Yeah, David Haye is one of the hardest punching heavyweights out there. So I would say actually he probably has the most one-punch power at heavyweight. So that's an interesting fight.
Speaking of interesting fights, Manny Pacquiao. I mean, there's no doubt he's headed for the Hall of Fame, but you know, he's an old guy now, 49 going on 90. Let's talk about him doing his fight in July the 1st here in the United States. It'll be in Brisbane, Australia, some type of pay-per-view. I don't know. It's been such a long time since he scored a knockout. You know, don't people realize he's like running on fumes, or is it just me? Or am I knocking him because he went into that fight with one arm against Mayweather, but he wouldn't have won if he had three arms? Lots of questions there. See if you can answer them, Zach.
Well, I don't think that Manny Pacquiao is shot. I think he could still beat a lot of welterweights. In fact, I think that he'd have a good shot at beating Keith Thurman just based on his activity rate alone. So someone like that. But I do agree with you that he hasn't stopped anyone in a while. And I think if he doesn't stop Jeff Horn, then I don't know. I think that it might be time to call it a day, because I'm almost sure that he'll beat Jeff Horn. But if he can't get a stoppage win there, when it looks like it's like being handed to him on a platter, it just seems like the guy just doesn't have the power anymore or something.
Is it a coincidence that when we started calling for him to take, you know, Flintstone vitamin tests, that he stopped knocking people out? Is that a coincidence or what?
I don't think so. I mean, we always thought that was suspicious, and a lot of people got mad, and a lot of those Filipino fans who were supposedly boxing fans but seemed to only be Manny Pacquiao fans, I remember how angry they were, and they seem to have disappeared now.
Well, no, it's like this. A guy is 107 pounds isn't knocking somebody 155 pounds like Antonio Margarito around like a punching bag. It just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen, and I don't know why that didn't trigger more people, because it's kind of unprecedented in the sport. And on top of that, like once those allegations like started rising a little more, and I remember Freddie Roach saying like that Alex Ariza would give Manny these shakes and he didn't know what was in them, and it raises your eyebrows.
Yeah, so, exactly. Flintstone vitamins, baby. There's no doubt about that. Speaking of Flintstone vitamins, a man who knows a little bit about Flintstone vitamins is the president of the UFC. I'm talking about Dana White. Here's Dana White wrapping up tonight's card, UFC on Fox.
Backstage with Dana White. Dana, starting off with the fact that we already broke a record here in Kansas City, our very first time. That makes you happy?
I love it. Highest grossing sporting event in the arena's history. I love doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we tied a record. Demetrius Johnson did, at least, where he tied Anderson Silva's 10 title defenses record here. 12 wins in a row. Just absolutely looking perfect every outing, when we think he already achieved perfection.
True.
His evolution as a mixed martial artist has to amaze you.
Listen, when you're the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world and you keep getting better, it's ridiculous, it's scary, it's amazing. He's a freak of nature, and I'm really happy for him, man.
Where does he go from here?
Well, if I'm Mighty Mouse, what I do is I stay here and I just keep, you know, beat the record in his next fight, and I would just continue to smash the record. Let Cody Garbrandt, or whoever it might be, get some wins under his belt and, you know, take out some of the top guys in the division, and maybe there's a chance for a super fight down the road.
You said the word belt, so I'm just going to ask for him. Does he get to have another belt now?
Yeah, I'm going to get him his belts. I'm going to get him his belts. He's definitely keeping the belt tonight, and And I guess I got some catching up to do. But listen, that's not the way it works. People don't win belts every time. You defend your title, you keep your belt. You don't give them a... I mean, if we're handing out belts with every single defense here, you know...
It's
a lot of money. It's going to be a lot of money to get him 8 more belts.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, we don't even have 8 more belts. You know, we order them as we do events. So there's going to be a little bit of a backup on his belts, but we'll get it done.
They got to custom make them. Let's talk about the co-main event. There was so much hype behind this between Michelle and Rose. They are both young, talented, marketable fighters. Rose Namajunas looked like a completely different fighter from when she faced Carolina in her last fight. She looks ready to contend for the title.
Yeah, I mean, she looked amazing tonight. I mean, she put on the performance of a lifetime. A lot of hype behind the hottie after her last victory over Paige VanZant, and she came out and did what she had to do to solidify herself. You know, she called out whoever wins the title next time. So I think she's ready.
Yeah. And somebody else who made a quick finish of their opponent tonight was Robert Whittaker. He's been on your to-watch list for a long time, taking out Jacare with ease. Do you feel like the confidence that he got when he got back up onto his feet, when Jacare briefly had him on the canvas, was really a game changer there?
100%. I said this first clinch is going to determine the fight. And when he got out of that and got up, he hits really hard. I mean, he fought the perfect fight. He was very calm and composed at times when he would hurt Jacare, and he waited for the perfect moment to go in for the kill.
Yeah, he really used his patience tonight. And, man, what a card this was. Is it cool when it's so good and it all pays off and it's on free TV for all these casual fans to see?
Yeah, I love when they live up to the hype, and this thing lived up to the hype from the first fight of the night on Fight Pass prelims right up to the main event. So, yeah, it was really the perfect night in every way that it could be perfect.
Agree. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, Zachary, my buddy from Guam shoots me with another text. He gets these texts are coming from like the 214 area code, but yeah, he says this is in Guam. So he's got a Dallas number, but he's coming from Guam. Now, he's trying to say that if the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight was $100 pay-per-view, what will the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather card be, this hybrid card you're talking about? What would the price of that card be? Wow. Think about that one, Zachary.
I don't know if it would be higher than that. I kind of think that's probably the highest it would be, especially since after what happened with that card, a lot of people weren't happy with that card. So I don't know if they would do that, if they would like charge more than 100.
Did boxing shoot itself in the head that day?
I think so. I mean, a lot of people were disappointed. I personally didn't think that it was like a horrible fight or anything, but a lot of people were expecting more. And let's be honest, a lot of people wanted to see Manny Pacquiao knock Floyd out. So anything short of that would have been like disappointing for them.
Interesting. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And, I don't know. I didn't think somebody said that Andy's here. I can't read his entire statement here, but the bottom line is he thought we were a little rough on Aaron Hernandez and that we're anti-Mexican. Man, did Johnny Tacos anti-Mexican? Are you out of your mind, man? You know what? I'm not drinking. Zach's not drinking. Guess what, my buddy in Guam? You're drinking with a 214 area code. The text line, once again, 415-276-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Interesting. Zach, you know, as I look at some of the highlights, the headlines here in the world of sports, you know, and then talk about some of the good things and some of the bad things. But, you know, when you think about killing your own kid, when you get into you're in a car and, you know, I mean, it sort of reminds me of Davey Moore. Davey Moore was a guy that fought Roberto Duran back in the day, back in 1983. And Davey Moore was the ex-WBA champion, a big-time amateur star, no doubt about that, one of tomorrow's rising stars at a Top Rank. But he had his car in his driveway, and in his car rolled, he opened the door, and the car rolled back for him, and the door killed him. The door killed him. His door ran over and killed him. Now, we had something like that happen with the NFL day, and it's just scary. When you know, dad, Zach, you're a father. How do you feel?
Ah, man, that's like probably the worst thing you can imagine happening.
Yeah, I mean, because you can't, I mean, You know, I always thought it was rough when I used to watch. It was Todd Heap. I used to watch couples and come into the police station afterwards. You know, after their son or their daughter was killed, and sometimes they wouldn't find out until they got to the station, things like that. So I got to see a lot of people, you know, given the bad news. But I couldn't imagine being there in the driveway and killing your own daughter with a truck. I mean, talk about coming back emotionally from that one. That's probably something Todd Heap, he's 37 years old. That's probably something he'll never ever come back from. That'll haunt him for the rest of his life.
No doubt. I mean, no doubt about that. It's just, and I'm sure it was an accident, you know, and that's just, I don't even know where you go from there.
You know, both of us are being fathers and both have daughters and this and that, and just couldn't imagine anything that horrible. So, you know, as this Easter Sunday, whether you believe in the whole thing of Easter or not, you got to give some condolences to the family of Todd Heap. That's a horrible way to lose your three-year-old daughter, run her over with your own truck. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Johnny Taco. Of course, Johnny Taco and his all-stars, the all-star being Mr. Zach Attack Young. That's Jasmine Young's father. And, of course, we come to you each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We try to combine a little humor, a little sports, a little social issues, and those little smack. We try to have some fun here each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. So we thank you for joining us. We hope you would join us each and every Saturday night or Sunday morning right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. One short segment to go. We've got, of course, the text line hot and happening, at least for Andrew from Guam, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Sports Byline live from San Francisco.
Who's this guy you're fighting?
This guy is a dead man walking. That's what this guy is.
What are you going to do to this guy in the ring, physically?
I am going to maul him. I am going to rip him limb from limb.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I do apologize for offending anyone.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
58 minutes past hour, hour number two, of course, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. The All-Star being the one and only Zach Attack Young, of course, the father of Jasmine Young. And I wish everybody out there, if you're celebrating Easter, enjoy your Easter. Have a nice, happy Easter. If you're not enjoying Easter, any more power to you, have a great day. Zach, I got to ask you, we got some guest confirmations on next week already?
Yes, my father, Donald Sterling, will be on.
Donald Sterling in the flesh.
Yes, that's right.
You're going to deliver him now, Zach. This is no some guy. You're going to deliver Donald. You're going to stepdad will be here next week.
Yeah, he'll be here. We got to have the sensors ready, I think.
Oh my God, the sensors will be rolling. Of course, Donald Sterling on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network in exclusive engagement next Saturday night. Johnny talking to All Stars. 10 p.m. Pacific time, that's 1 a.m. Eastern time. That's Sunday morning on the East Coast, Saturday night on the West Coast. The bottom line is we're on the live network show in the United States right now. Right now, going. Johnny Toppin is off. Sorry. Zach Attack Young, you and Jasmine have a great Easter, man. More power to you. Have a great day, my man.
You as well. Have a great day.
He is the one and only Zach Attack Young. My name is Johnny Taco. I thank you so much for tuning in. The executive producer for Sports Byline Shows is Scott Cuddy. We thank him so much for his expertise. Until next time, don't forget, you're tuned to Sports Byline and Johnny Taco. But hey, you already knew that.